For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg. Tonight, Kalamazoo's Temple B'nai Israel will host the concert Klezmer and More. It brings together classical Jewish-themed music with the old klezmer music that's probably more at home at a bar mitzvah than inside a concert hall. The performers include retired Kalamazoo Symphony Assistant Conductor Barry Ross and Western Michigan University Voice Professor Carl Ratner. But the featured players are from Kansas, percussionist Linda Maxey and her husband, clarinetist Larry Maxey. Both are acclaimed classical performers. So how did they end up playing lighthearted, bouncy klezmer?
It started very little by little. I played for a friend's bar mitzvah party, and that was my first exposure to the music.
That's Larry Maxey. Slowly, he and Linda started collecting klezmer music, piece by piece. They learned together. Now, 30 years and several bar mitzvahs later, the two have performed several of their own klezmer concerts.
With klezmer, you can really make the clarinet kind of talk to the people. You can almost do words. You do so many vocal inflections on the inside of your mouth with the tongue. You do all sorts of scoops and bends and drop-offs and so on. So yeah, it's a very flexible way of playing the instrument. It offers pathos and dance and lyricism and virtuosity and joy. It's all there. And these pieces last only a minute or two, but they reflect all of these moods.
Maxey explains that because klezmer has so much improvisation and movement, it's been influenced by all sorts of genres.
Jazz and folk music of various countries, swing, Latin, dance. It's a constantly changing form. It's not frozen in a time capsule.
But the traditional Eastern European klezmer, the kind that makes you want to get up and hop around, has a somewhat tragic history. It began in the Jewish communities of Eastern Europe in the 1400s, countries like Bulgaria, Lithuania, and Czechoslovakia. But the Holocaust devastated klezmer and Jewish culture as a whole.
The musicians really fled that part of the world to come to this country, and things really changed then. It was no longer as much call for klezmer music, and it almost died out.
Not all was lost, though, and about 30 years later, hope for klezmer sprang up once again, this time in America.
There were a few Jewish American clarinetists, primarily in the 1970s, who resurrected this music and who really brought it back from the dead, because it was dying. The old klezmer musicians were dying off, and the tradition was on its way out. We're very fortunate that they came along and saved this music from oblivion.
It's that history that's part of why the Maxeys say they're excited to play klezmer, to show audiences music that could have easily faded away decades ago.
I'm sure there'll be some people that will be there Saturday night that have not heard the music before, and it will be a revelation to them, maybe a shock. Linda used to play community concerts for Columbia Artists, and we would play a klezmer piece on each of her concerts, and you know that audience, had most of them had never heard that music before, and they loved it. So, we're glad to be proselytizing for the music a little bit.
You can see Linda and Larry Maxey at Klezmer and More tonight at 8 p.m. at Temple B'nai Israel in Kalamazoo. You can get links at our website, wmuk.org.